In his State of the World address to ambassadors accredited to the Holy See on Monday, Pope Benedict XVI paid a special tribute to the memory of the Pakistani minister Shahbaz Bhatti, whose untiring battle for the rights of minorities ended in his tragic death. Bhatti, a Catholic, was assassinated March 2, 2011 by unknown assailants. The murder was claimed by an Islamic fundamentalist group who cited the federal minister's support for the rights of minorities and religious freedom, as well as his opposition to the nation's infamous blasphemy law. Only 2 months earlier, another leading politician and human rights supporter, Punjab Governor Salman Taseer, was shot and killed by his bodyguard for similar reasons. We asked Peter Jacob, the director of the Pakistani Bishops Conference Justice and Peace Commission, for his reaction to the Pope's speech and about the current situation in Pakistan for religious and ethnic minorities.
First of all, let me welcome the speech and the mention of Shahbaz Bhatti by Holy Father. I think most people, especially the Christians in Pakistan, they will appreciate keeping not only the reference, but the memory of this courageous leader. Secondly, of course, things are not so well in Pakistan right now. From the challenge of militancy and sectarianism, religious violence, religion-based violence, this is now another type of crisis where different institutions of the state are pitched against one another. And it seems that the civilian government is under great threat to be dislodged or sent packing. And this is why there is less attention on specific areas of human rights, so less on religious minorities and their issues. Therefore, despite that civilian government has enacted a few laws, somehow supporting human rights, the target, the goal of religious freedom and other freedoms is not as appreciable in Pakistan. Specifically about religious minorities, the social space has been reduced. It is so because the governance has also come down to a point where law enforcing machinery and the judiciary is not as keen and helpful to enforcement of rights, even though the Constitution of Pakistan does guarantee some of the basic rights.
Mr. Jacob, last month we also saw the one-year anniversary of the assassination of another campaigner for the rights of minorities and religious minorities, who was the governor of Punjab, Salman Taseer. We know that his assassin, his murderer, who was a bodyguard, is being praised and lauded almost as a hero among many extremist wings of Pakistani society. Let's speak about the Catholic Church's collaborations with members of civil society, moderate Muslims. In the past, there has been this collaboration. Where is civil society's voice today?
The civil society has worked together with the religious minorities and the leadership very well in the 90s, even in the past 10 years, last decade. But at the moment, since these two high-profile assassinations, they signaled a very grave threat for the social actors and civil society. Therefore, the civil society itself is on the back foot. You never know. This is also a very a prominent characteristic of Pakistani civil society, that they have the kind of energy that they can forge together and make a force suddenly. So it can be any time, but the linkages between civil society, the moderate Muslims, and the Christians in Pakistan is somehow ideal, I would say, considering other situations where Catholics and Christians, they happen to be minorities. And in this regard, I would say the religious minorities or Christians in Pakistan, they are much more politically conscious that they need to work together with the civil society. This understanding exists on the two sides.
Of course, Pope Benedict spoke about education for the respect for religious freedom, important part of that education and indeed of implementing religious freedom is justice, which also leads to reconciliation. Speaking specifically of the case of Shahbaz Bhatti, at what point are we regarding the investigation into his murder? At what point are we regarding justice for his family?
In the legal sense, what we call is blind murder. This is a case like a blind murder where there is no obvious enmity, there is no obvious, except that there is an organization called Tehreek-e-Taliban Pakistan, which claimed the responsibility of his assassination. And the probe has not gone much further. One reason being that civil government, which is supposed to be doing all that, and he was part of this very strong political force called Pakistan People's Party, they are not able to move much further, like many assassinations. I would say that those assassinations, they have not stopped. The moderate people in Balochistan, for instance, Karachi, target killing, and even yesterday, a very senior lawyer of the Supreme Court was murdered in Lahore. So this kind of criminal activity for political motives is going on. So the state machinery is also preoccupied with so many hundreds and thousands of such murders that they cannot, they must focus certain things, because mentioning, for instance, Salman Taseer, not only his assassination, but his son has been kidnapped. For past more than 4 months, he has been kidnapped, and there is no clue about his kidnapping, and the government is simply silent. In this case, the provincial government of Punjab. That is why you see we have people at one hand, they have their disillusionment with the law enforcement, and on the other hand, they lower their expectations. So I hear people about, you know, preparing to kind of observe the day of martyrdom of Shahbaz Bhatti among the Christian community, several organizations. But at the same time, people know that this is the crisis is deepening. It is perhaps also shifting focus from, you know, from ethnic strife to sectarian killings and other things. But this crisis is changing, and that's why people are really distracted from so many things, because there is a crisis of governance and law enforcement, and especially judicial crisis also, as it indulges in as the judiciary indulges in various litigations which have political underpinnings.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.